And that impacts everything, impacts everyone. And some people deal with it rightly, and some people deal with it wrongly. Most people deal with it wrongly. In other words, they try to undo the effects of it. And by that, I mean they listen to every temptation, every chance to follow the devil's inspiration versus God's. And they build systems, or they create governments, or they do economic things or whatever that are evil. Sometimes they just do outright sin. But even things that aren't sinful can be bad for us. And all these bad things that have been created, God was telling me, are just that. But I want you to think, Mr. Simpson, you're in exile, but how bad is your prison really? And what he meant was the world. I was looking at that point, these beautiful trees and the wonderful blue sky and the fantastic cool weather, beautiful sunny day. And he said, you see, I'm a really wonderful dad. I'm like the dad who sends a kid to his room for punishment, but the kid still has his phone and his video games and his models he can make and the radio to listen to. In other words, it's probably the easiest punishment I could ever give you because it's so beautiful. And even that's a fallen world. He goes, you guys muck it up. I don't. And he says, so appreciate it. Love it. Even in exile, love this thing that I've given you while you bide your time to return to me. Now, what does that mean on a personal level? What does that mean on a monetary level? What does that mean in the finance world? Well, it got me to thinking this. We've been given more clues right now than we're ever going to get that this system, I call it the giant theft operation created by the Fed, by Uncle Fetty, is going to end. And I don't know the level of harm that's going to come to everyone. I just know that a level of harm is going to come to everyone. This coronavirus example is a perfect example of the harm that's being created by both the system and then some disease, something will happen, and then the government's response, and then the society's response, and then the media's response, and all those responses, all that is purely unadulterated man's attempt to control the world around him in opposition to what God wants of us. And so therefore, it's going to be bad, and therefore, it's going to hurt, and therefore, it's going to damn a lot of people, by the way, quite frankly. But we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. What can we do instead, Dave? Well, we can if you just walk out your back door and look in your backyard, you'll go, I can love this. I can appreciate this. Hey, I'm still punished, but I have this wonderful game in front of me called my backyard. I can detach and say, you know what? I don't really care about the money because I didn't come in with anything, and I'm not going to leave with anything. And we make that kind of commitment in our heart. Nothing, anything they take from us is nothing. We can say, you know, I'm going to go to heaven if I keep my wits about me and my faith, right? If I know, love, and serve God. Now, these are all, you go, oh, come on, Dave, too easy. Okay, you want a few harder ones? Again, but don't get lost. Don't try to control this, okay? Because the minute you try to control it, then you're saying God's not in charge, you are. And when you do that, I can promise you're going to be wrong. What can you do? I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. And this kind of goes back to Greg's question about when Franklin said, protect yourself. And Greg said, how? I've already committed to this today. I'm going to use every spare dollar. I'm not changing my financial plan. I'm still going to do my be your own banker. I'm still going to have my regular silver buys. I'm still going to do all the things that I was doing in my financial plan because I think it was a pretty sound plan, and it's been working for me. But that world might come to a crashing halt, and it might be a big old pile of rubbish when it's all done. I'm not worried about it, because I'm going to take every spare dollar that I have, and I'm going to build my little personal monastery right there on the street that I live. And I'm going to appreciate those trees outside, and I'm going to love this exile that I'm in, because I know that if I do that properly, then the exile ends and I return to the right place rather than the wrong place. Build your little monastery. Build your little asylum. Build your, and make your connection with your neighbors. I think today, Mike, you're going to make a sale in the Fenner's Trading Post. I think today I'm going to go buy from Mike. I already have one, but I'm going to buy a second Carillon de Sacré-Cœur flag. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to build me a flagpole. And I'm going to run that flag up the pole and over my house. And that's going to be my reminder every day that I have left this corrupt, this destructive, this ugly, this ridiculous society that we're living in, and I'm going to live in my own. Now, you might say, Dave, I don't understand that at all. Well, my son was talking to me about it, and he says, well, but what about all the – and he's trying to fight the wrongs of the world. And I go, son, I know, but I'm a little bit older, and I really believe – you can still – if God puts a fight right in front of you, then take it. I'm not saying trying to get you out of the real world. You have to be in the real world too. But put one world in the foot – in the, put one foot in the world to come. That world that you want to be, that good world where there's true money, as an example, where there's real commerce, where there's fair dealing, where if you go to the bank, you can actually get your money out. That's the world that I want, but it doesn't exist. And it doesn't exist because we have taken the temptation of the devil and built a world that tries to push God out. And so I don't think we can fix that world. I want to start the building of the new one. And if it's just going to be my house first, then it'll be my house first. And I'm not inviting everyone to move down here. That's not what I'm saying. I want you to do this on your own backyard because that's where you love and that's what you believe in. That's your community. Don't abandon your community. Stay in your community. But my point is that I'm going to put that flag up. It's going to be a daily reminder. Don't try to do more than God has put before you. And if all you can do right now is use your money in a wise way. And what do I mean? Well, maybe buying generators, maybe, now don't get too crazy about protection because you don't know if you'll be able to stay there. Maybe just saying I'll have food reserves, maybe saying I'll have a trailer. So if I got to get on the, if the government pushes me out on the road, I'll have a trailer to move things in. Maybe buying guns and ammo. So you can, if you had to go in the woods and live in a tent, you have a way to kill game and stay alive. I don't know what the, I don't know. You go, no, that all sounds so frightening, Dave. It does. But this is the way the world wants to go. I can't stop that. So let's take it for what it is. And my little inspiration today was, but notice, if you really think about it, you live in a beautiful prison cell, this little exile we're in. So God didn't create the nastiness. We did. And we're going to pay the price for that, sadly enough.